Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 405, the stanzas 1, 3, and 6. Praise the Lord in heavenly places, ye his host and angels bright. Sun and moon declare his glory. Praise him, all ye stars of light, and what follows. Psalter 405, 1, 3, and 6.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Isaiah 32. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Isaiah 32, Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of waters in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammers shall be ready to speak plainly. The vile person shall be no more called liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful. For the vile person shall speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy, and to utter error against the Lord. to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments also of the churl are evil. He deviseth wicked devices to destroy the poor with lied words, even when the needy speaketh right. But the liberal deviseth liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. Arise up, ye women that are at ease. Hear my voice, ye careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech. Many days and years shall ye be troubled, ye careless women, for the vintage shall fail, the gathering shall not come. Tremble, ye women that are at ease. Be troubled, ye careless ones. Strip you and make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. They shall lament for the teats, for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine. Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, and yea, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city. Because the palaces shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left, the forts and towers shall be for dens forever, a joy of wild asses, a pasture of flocks, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. And then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. When it shall hail, coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low in a low place. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. We hope to remember in prayer the family of Mrs. Rosendahl, who passed away in Bethesda at the age of 95 years. Mrs. De Peter, who was in Bethesda again, and Emma, infant daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Jeremy De Cock, who has been transferred to Lethbridge. But let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is pleased thee by renewal to grant unto us and our children another Lord's Day. Then thou wast watched over the whole congregation, thou wast spared, thou wast cared, thou wast provided, thou wast protected, and thou wast not taken one away by the cold hand of death. Although in the midst of the Bethesda family, and in the midst of a family circle, then thou wast taken an old mother out of the time, for her it has become eternity. Wilt thou remember all those that are near and dear unto her? And wilt thou remember the family in the days to come, when they are called upon to go to the cemetery? Wilt thou remember all our mourning ones, widowers, widows, those that have brought children and dear ones to the cemetery? Wilt thou uphold them? Then thou wast granted many blessings in the week gone by. A special week for the denomination. A special week for the congregation. We're a part of the congregation as a daughter has received her own sanctuary instituted in the past week. Consistory members installed. And now on this day, the first Lord's Day, that they may come together on the Lord's Day in their sanctuary. Well, to grant a special Lord's Day and remember thy servant to that end. Lord, then we may acknowledge and thank thee that thou wast given health and strength to the elders and deacons. When week after week they were unable to labor in the midst of that people, the seed has been sown. And now those labors have come to an end. We humbly ask thee in this morning that thou may bless thy word for the conversion of sinners, for the uncovering of false foundations, and for the instruction, edification, and comfort of thy people, O Lord. Wilt thou grant unto thy children that tender life, that they may be more humble, more thankful, more holy, and more joyful in thee. Thou as a people, and thou hast to teach them each time by renewal how dependent they are upon thee for all things. And they have to confess that they live so independent, Lord. May they be given to need thy dear son continually in his threefold office. Remember thy church all over the earth. May the kingdom of Satan be broken down, and may thy kingdom be built up. Remember the many needs. Wilt thou provide for our daily bread, Lord? There are still crops on the field, all known unto thee. We may humbly ask thee that thou may yet grant opportunity, that it may be harvested food for man and for beast. Remember all the sick and all the afflicted. An old mother was privileged to return to the old age home by renewal. Lord. Wilt thou grant a humble and broken heart, and may it be for her eternal welfare. Wilt thou grant them a special place at thy footstool. Another old mother that had underwent surgery, thou hast made all things well. She was privileged to return home. I grant her a thankful and humble heart and tokens that thou knowest of her, Lord, that thou wast glad and the father and mother were in the past days they were privileged to take their little child to a local hospital. And thou wast given much improvement. May it please thee that soon the time may arrive, that they may take their precious little gift to their home. We now humbly ask thee for thy help, Lord, grant the thoughts, grant the words, and wilt thou also grant a voice. We are so dependent, and it is written in thy word, and that every good and perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights. O wilt thou remember all those that are bound to their home, that could not come to thy house, but, O Lord, wilt thou remember all those that have come up. O wilt thou grant it Aaron's and hers. May thy word go forth with power divine, and that the outgoing of this service may be for the coming of thy kingdom, and for the glory of thy name, our Lord. Then as poor beggars, then we have to confess that we are unworthy of the least of thy blessings, but yet it is a blessing that we cannot miss. Be then a surprising God. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 415, the stanzas 8 and 9. Turn thou unto me in mercy, have compassion on my soul. I am sore distressed, and lonely waves of trouble over me roll. 415, 8 and 9. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Isaiah 32, the second verse, the first part. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest. Our text words speak of a wonderful hiding place. With two thoughts in the first place, the need for this hiding place. And in the second place, the safety in this hiding place. A wonderful hiding place. The need for this hiding place and the safety in this hiding place. Beloved congregation, our text words have been taken from the prophet Isaiah, who was prophesied during the reigns of the kings of Judah, Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. At the same time in Judah, there was the prophet Micah, and in the 10 tribes, the prophets Amos and Hosea. And then in the first 39 chapters, then there is recorded what has transpired in the life of Isaiah, with the prophecies concerning of the judgments to come, and also precious promises concerning the coming Messiah. Many times, the prophet Isaiah is called the evangelist of the Old Testament, where there are times when he read his prophecies that it seems that he has lived in the New Testament. Of course, it was by the spirit of prophecy. The chapters 40 through 66, they are prophecies concerning the time to come, words for the children of Israel when they would come into captivity. Our text has been taken out of chapter 32. And then we read in the first verse, "Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment." Then this chapter in the first place, that points to King Hezekiah many times concerning the prophecies of the Old Testament. Then in the first place, they have a meaning concerning the time, a literal explanation. But many prophecies, also a prophecy for the future, that referred to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and also for the New Testament church. And then it is true of Hezekiah, what a blessing it is for a nation. Because they read in Psalm 33 verse 12, "Blessed is the nation whose Lord is the God. May there also be prayer given in the time to come, when election shall be held, that it may please yet the Lord in his mercy to yet grant leaders that have respect for the holy word of God, that the judgments of the Lord, that they may yet be restrained." But then when we read our text words, then it concerns not only Hezekiah, oh, it is true in part, but then it points to the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time. And now our text speaks of a hiding place from the wind. And we all know what wind is in Alberta. and then boys and girls. And then we have seen the wind blowing this summer, Monday, and two Lord's days ago with a snowstorm. And then we see that the Lord is so mighty, that he is sovereign, that he sends the wind to blow, and that there is none upon the earth that can stop the Lord's. And then when you have seen the wind blow, of course, there are different kinds of storms. When there is wind with snow, we call it a snowstorm. When it is a wind in the desert, we call it a sandstorm. But then what did you think about? When you have seen the wind and the snow blow, have you then thought what a blessing it is that we may have a home, a bed to sleep in? Have you thought about the animals outside? Maybe your father has lost some livestock. Maybe you have seen it dead. And then we have many things to think about. Also many that do not have the privileges and the blessings which the Lord grants unto us and our children. But have you not thought about more things, young and old? Have you now thought about a hiding place that we need for our never-dying soul? Then this chapter begins so different than the former two chapters. In chapter 30, verse 1, we read, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that they counsel but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." Do you hear, congregation? That's still our picture. Rebellious children, have you ever learned that you are such a rebellious child? Have you ever learned to weep about that rebellion? But now here the prophet Isaiah speaks of rebellious children, that they counsel, try to figure things out, maybe find a hiding place for the time, that they counsel, that listen more to the world than to the Lord, and that do not take counsel of the Lord. What is our authority, fathers and mothers, in our home? Is it the word of God, or is it the ways, the thoughts, the ideas, and the fashions of the world? It was the sin in the time of Isaiah that they were rebellious children, that they did not hearken to the prophets, and that they tried to find their own comforts in the things of the world. What a danger that is for us and our children, not to despise when the Lord blesses us. But do we ever think, congregation, all the prosperity? I know there are poor families, families that are struggling to make ends meet. But when the Lord has greatly blessed us, where does it bring us? Does it bring us closer to this word or closer to the world? Because when it brings us closer to the world, is then our prosperity not a curse? And that we are seeking, not first seeking the kingdom of God, but first seeking the things of the world, that is our hiding place, our comfort for a time, a short time, can come so suddenly to the end. And thus then you can understand, boys and girls, when we are speaking of a hiding place in this morning hour, not to despise the blessings when we may have a home and other hiding places. But then we are speaking of a hiding place for our never-dying soul, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit. It's not people that were seeking for a hiding place. We are all seeking for comfort, but not of my spirit. And even in that seeking that they are adding sin to sin. And what have they done? Instead of going to the prophet and say, prophet, is there now a way for such a sinner as I am that have sought all those coverings that I may be saved, that I may become one of the Lord's? No, then we read in chapter 30 that they go down to Egypt. In chapter 31, verse 1, that is stressed by renewal. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many. Thus, they were putting their trust in chariots and horses, we would say, in their army, in their equipment, compared to our day when a nation trusts in their armed forces, in their air force, in their ships. But they trust not in the Lord does not mean congregation, that we must not use the means. Also, King Hezekiah, when he has realized that Assyria was becoming stronger and stronger, then Hezekiah did not say the Lord shall fulfill his counsel. That is true. But then we read that Hezekiah has strengthened the city of Jerusalem for that time when Assyria may come, thus not to become passive, but not to trust in our own doings and in our own strength. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek they the Lord. And now the wonder of our text. For that people of Israel that were so busy with their daily life, seeking to find their comforts and their comforts, trusting in their chariots and horses, trusting in Egypt, hoping that Egypt would help when the enemy would come, then the Lord in his great goodness and in his great mercy, then he was given to speak of a hiding place that they all needed, and that was so sufficient. What a wonder, congregation, that for fallen sons and daughters of Adam, that the Lord proclaims unto us that there is a hiding place. And it is true, we hope to hear, that it also points to King Hezekiah, but more so to the Lord Jesus Christ. And now our first point. Boys and girls, we only have 2 points. So then when your father and mother ask you for the points, then it shall not be so difficult about that wonderful hiding place. The first point, the need, and the second place, the safety. I think you can remember those two. And now the need for that hiding place. And then we must make a distinction between a hiding place and a shelter belt. A shelter belt, many times built beside our houses, beside feedlots, has a purpose, has a use, a very profitable, can give much protection, but only so far. Because boys and girls, if you had to stay outside in the winter in a storm with only a shelter belt, then eventually you would freeze. And not to despise those shelter belts. And what a precious shelter belts that the Lord gives unto us and our children. Think of it, young people. Do you appreciate it? The shelter belt of a home, a family dwelling, where God's word has a place, and where your parents try to instruct you, and do not let you do everything that your evil heart desires. I hope many times you may be given to ponder over those things. I know it is true. In Proverbs 15, verse 22, it is written that foolishness is bound up in the heart of the youth. Nevertheless, what a blessing, what young people there are that many times cry themselves to sleep because they have not a shelter belt of a family dwelling where they are loved, where they are cared for, where they are instructed, and in the evening hour they are waited for until they come home. What a shelter belt the church of God may be when we may come Sabbath day after Sabbath day and during the week to hear what the Lord has to say unto us, that we may be under the prayers of the church, that we may be under the proclamation of the word, and that can keep us from much sin, that our conscience may be formed. Oh, what a shelter belt our conscience is. And I hope that the Lord may grant that our conscience may stay tender, that it may speak quickly when we are planning to do something wrong. The shelter belt's a great blessing here for the time. But when we die, congregation, then those shelter belts, they shall all disappear, and it shall not be enough for that never-ending eternity. Oh, it can be if we receive a deathbed. Sometimes think of what death shall be, young and old. Or do we try to put that far away from our thoughts? Is death only for our neighbor? Do you think what it shall be? And it can be suddenly. But if the Lord now grants a sick bed, and the doctor tells us, and we feel it, that our body is becoming weaker and weaker, more difficulties, and that soon two friends that have dwelt together so close, our body and soul, that they shall soon separate, and then our soul brought before the Lord. Then what a comfort and what a blessing it can be when we are surrounded by a family circle. Many tears are shed, but our family cannot help us, congregation, when we are called upon to cross the Jordan of death. And a man, it shall be as a hiding place from the wind. Then let us speak a few of those winds that each and every one of us needs, that hiding place for, shall it be well for time and for eternity. Then we need a hiding place for our wind, for our sins, where the justice of God demands a perfect obedience. And when we have sinned, then he demands a perfect sacrifice that may pay for sin. Is that not the picture that we find in Numbers 35 of that manslayer who was chased, followed by that avenger, and that he needed a safe place where that avenger could not come? Is there such a people in my midst that need a hiding place for your sins from a cursing law and from a demanding justice? Oh, in our text, it is declared, and a man, shall be as a hiding place from the wind. Then in the second place, then we need a hiding place from all the temptations of the world. They are so manifold, especially in our day. Our young people live in a different time than when we grew up. Not that there were no temptations in different forms, and they have only been multiplied. Of course, we have our responsibility. If we do not know what our hand finds to do concerning those things, then how can we really pray to the Lord? Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. But now to learn. Oh, when we trust in our own strength, Peter, he did not really think he needed a hiding place. When Christ has said unto Peter that he would be offended, then Peter thought maybe Thomas or John, but Peter, no. Peter that has made such a precious confession, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. But then we know how far Peter has fallen. Thus a hiding place from all the temptations, strength to resist those temptations. And then we have to learn, because we have heard out of those former verses from Isaiah that we resemble, and also God's people, alas, so often, that they resemble those children of Israel, that they are seeking to build their own hiding places in their own strength. Then in the third place, a hiding place from persecution. In the context for Hezekiah, our boys and girls know the history. When the king of Assyria has come, and Rabshakeh, that he has spoken to that people on the wall, then Hezekiah has said they must not answer. That is also good instruction for us. When Satan comes with his temptations and his questions, then what do we do so often? That we listen, and that we start to speak, maybe argue, but then usually it is a lost cause. Oh, what a blessing when it may be given. When Satan comes with his temptations, also as in Nehemiah 6:3, when those enemies have come to allure him out of the city, then Nehemiah said, I am too busy. I have a great work to do. But what a blessing it is when the true child of God, when he may be given to do as Christ has done in Matthew 4, that he has pointed Satan to the word of God. But now the persecutions of the world and of the church, think of the Lord Jesus Christ, how many they can be. But now in our text we read, and a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind. Also in the way of providence, what a trials and what a difficulties there can be, that we become so discouraged that we have no courage to continue. When the brook starts to dry up, it can be multiplied out. But now in our text, also from those troubles, because this hiding place in our text, that is a hiding place for all circumstances and for all needs, it is true. We hope to hear in the life of Hezekiah only in part, but when it concerns the greater Hezekiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, then he is a hiding place for all circumstances. We could also speak, because we read in Ephesians, the wind of false doctrines. and there are many winds in our time, false doctrines that speak of an easier way, that they tell you it does not have to go so deep. It says in the Bible, believe, and if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with a little emotion, then it shall be well. But congregation is the work of the Holy Spirit to make room for that hiding place. Same thing in natural life. If it is beautiful weather, then boys and girls, you do not run into the house when you are playing. But when you see very dark clouds and the wind begins to blow very hard, or large hailstones, lightning and thunder, or snow, and then immediately, especially if that storm comes up suddenly, then you shall run to your home and say, Mother, we cannot be outside. We need a hiding place. It's the same in spiritual life, congregation. We have never become a sinner, a great sinner, if we have never learned that our own hiding places, because that hiding place is so hidden for the church, must be revealed. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3, no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit. Thus the necessity, we read it later in this chapter, until the Spirit be poured upon us. And thus in this chapter, the prophet Isaiah is given to speak of that precious hiding place, the Lord Jesus Christ, and also the necessity of Pentecost. And now when we consider the wind, and then it is the work of the Spirit. I hope you do not become confused, boys and girls. The wind in the Bible, that many times refers to difficulties, to temptations, persecution, false doctrine. But on the day of Pentecost, then the Holy Spirit, that is also typified in the noise of a strong rushing wind. And now it is the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of his people that he sends very strong winds. Do we not read in the Song of Solomon 4, verse 16? Come down, thou north wind, and blow thou south wind upon my garden, that the spices may flow forth. Then it is so necessary, so profitable, that those winds are given to blow. Because when the Lord works, and then it should always be the question, when we hear that statement, congregation, when the Lord works, then immediately it should always be the question, has the Lord now begun to work? Because that hiding place shall not always be proclaimed. In hell, there shall never come a minister in hell to preach that there is still a hiding place from that everlasting burning. We even read in that parable in Luke 16 that not even water shall be given to cool our burning tongue. But now when the Lord works, then it is the work of the Holy Spirit to show us, the one more gradual, the other more suddenly, that we have no hiding place, that we are lying under the curse and the wrath of God, that we are traveling to everlasting destruction. And then we start to cry. And then we start to beg. And what else? Then we start to work. Because then we learn that we sorely need a hiding place. And then we learn the exceeding sinfulness of sin. And then it has been said before that they work 7 shifts a day. Because they need to be saved. They need a hiding place. And what does that people then do? Then they start to work. They start to repent. They start to reform. Of course, outwardly, when we are under the truth, then outwardly not so much should have to change. Must never think, congregation, that we can have a different life when we are unconverted. Sometime when you speak to young people and they have questions, and that is nice when they have questions. But then if you ask them, what about God's people, or if you were converted, would you do that? They would say, of course not. Seems to be sometimes the thought in our church, when you are unconverted, then you have more liberty with the law of God than when we are unconverted. But that is not in the Bible. One law we have read. Thus, outwardly, of course, there should not have so much to change, but our heart and the reason and the purpose why we do it. That becomes different, because then there shall be a day and night different. And then we shall also listen so differently in church. Oh, then we learn that we need a hiding place. And then we start to reform, try to live holy before the Lord. But now the wind of the Spirit, then all those shelter belts, because the church will learn that those hiding places that they have made, we have heard it out of the Heidelberg Catechism congregation. Let us never skip over Lord's Day number 2 through 5. That we receive a knowledge, a deep knowledge of our lost condition, and that our own hiding places, and that they shall all fail. Thus the necessity of the north wind, that all our hiding places, that they come to naught, but also the south wind of the gospel, that hiding place may be declared. Our second thought, the safety in this hiding place, let us first see. 292, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5. A wandering in the wilderness, far they roamed the desert way, found no settled dwelling place, were in peace secured to stay. And what follows, 292, 3, 4, and 5. Thank you. a wonderful hiding place. The need for this hiding place. And now secondly, the safety in this hiding place. Because we read in our text, and a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covered from the tempest. We could say, children, a covering from the storm. For the children of Israel, then we read in different places in the Word of God, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, that their hiding place was that they belonged to that chosen people and that they were under the truth. Blessing and a privilege. But that shall not be a hiding place. There's a shelter, as we have said. But it is not a hiding place for our soul. Congregation, may I ask you, what is now your hiding place? What are you trusting in? What is your hope? Because we are traveling to eternity. Our time is but short. And we need to be saved. Or do you not like to think about those things, congregation? But that will not solve the difficulty. Because it is written in Hebrews 9, verse 27, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Are you perhaps trusting, resting? Of course, you do not say it at house visitation. You do not tell the elders, I am Netherlands Reformed, so it is all right. Of course not. But are you secretly trusting, resting, leaning under the truth as the children of Israel? Then I read in Isaiah 28, verse 20, that it is a covering that is too narrow. But now in our text, and a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind. In the context, then it can also refer to King Hezekiah. Oh, the father of King Hezekiah, that was that wicked King Ahaz, that has angered and displeased the Lord so much and brought many a difficulty upon the children of Judah. It was a great privilege, a great blessing that the Lord has given another king, King Hezekiah, who came on the throne when he was 25 years old. Then in a certain sense, that king, that was a hiding place, because the Lord has promised to the children of Israel, when they would walk according to the word of God, that they would be protected from the enemies, that they would gain the victory. That has taken place literally in the reign of Hezekiah. The Philistines have been defeated, some cities retaken, and no longer tribute given to the king of Assyria. Was the king in a certain sense not a hiding place from the wrath of God? When he has reformed the nation, has cleansed the temple, has celebrated a great Passover, that he has sent messengers to the 10 tribes, and he said, 10 tribes, come now to Jerusalem and to celebrate the Passover with us, whereby renewal the sacrifices were brought. The blood has flown. Oh, do we not read, because it says a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind. We read in Exodus 12, verse 13, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And then was King Hezekiah. Was he not a hiding place for the children of Israel? When Israel was instructed in the ways of the Lord, when the book of the law was read, and when the people have put away their idols and their idol worship, then they have received a special favor and a special blessing of the Lord. Was King Hezekiah not a hiding place for the children of Judah? When that rapture came has come, and when he has spoken of his guards of gods of Arpa and other gods, and that they were mighty gods, and that there were none, no other enemies that have remained out of his control. And then Rabshakeah said, trust not in the living God. And then the king has even sent a letter to Hezekiah full of blasphemy concerning the God of Judah. And then, boys and girls, do you know what the king has done with that letter? Then he has taken that letter to the temple, and then he has laid it before the Lord. And he has prayed. Oh, the prayers of the God-fearing. What a hiding place that is for a people, a concerning a nation, a concerning the church, and concerning families. What a privilege, what a blessing it is, because they read in James 5 verse 16 that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. What wonders that the Lord has done upon the prayers of his people. May we not say, when Hezekiah has went to the temple with that letter and begged the Lord, and a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest. But then it is clear that King Hezekiah was only a part fulfillment of this text, because Hezekiah was only a man, a feeble man. In Isaiah 38, when the prophet Isaiah has come with that message, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live, then he could not even help himself. Thus that we can understand that our text, when it refers to Hezekiah only with the blessing of the Lord and in part, because when Hezekiah came part, became sick, also instruction. King Hezekiah, a dear child of God, the fruits were visible in his life, a reformation, the blood of the Passover. But then in Isaiah 38, with that message, with everything that Hezekiah has received, then he has learned that he needed personally, by the work of the Holy Spirit, to come in that hiding place. And he has prayed, Lord, undertake for me, for I am oppressed. And then Hezekiah, then he has come in that hiding place, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has declared in a song that the Lord has cast all his sins behind his back. People of God, how far can we come with Hezekiah? But now, when we read, and a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and then in the full fulfillment of our text, because Hezekiah was only a man of the day, dependent upon the Lord. But now him who would come, we have said, Isaiah was the evangelist of the New Testament, and also in this chapter, then he is given to speak to that people of one, and a man, literally fulfilled. he was God. But the second person has assumed our human nature and so has become man. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind and a comfort from the tempest. Then that hiding place congregation was already thought out before there was any need of that hiding place. Before the world was created, before Adam and Eve are formed, before they have fallen, then that hiding place has been thought out and provided in the Council of Peace in the never begun eternity. Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. And how has he now become that hiding place? And that is necessary for the comfort of the child of God, not only to learn. We have heard last week out of Lord's Day number 6 of a revealed mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. But now for the comfort of the child of God, then he must be led clear and deeper how he has become that hiding place. Oh, he has assumed our human nature and all those winds that we have spoken of. And they have come upon him. The powers of hell have been let loose. The justice of his Father, because the man of our text, the sins of his church were imputed upon him. And therefore the Father has dealt judicially the winds of justice, the winds of persecution, the powers of hell, and for him, there was no hiding place. He was hung on the cross. When he was hanging on the cross, then an angel has not come. As I read in Genesis 22 with Abram, lay not thy hand on the lad, no. Do I not read in Zechariah 13, verse 7, awake, O sword, against the shepherd, the man of my own fellow, for the Son of God, the man of our text, what a love and what a willingness and who for? We have heard in a former verse that the Lord has addressed them as rebellious children. He was willing. He was willing to suffer, to die. No hiding place. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And in that way, where he has satisfied the Father's justice, glorified his attributes, paid the price, but he has risen. He sits at the right hand of his Father. And then we have heard in Lord's Day 6 from 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30, made unto us wisdom, righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Then he is the hiding place as prophet, hiding place as priest, hiding place as king. A man as shall be as a hiding place from the wind, typified in so many different ways in the scripture. The Ark of Noah, oh, what a beautiful picture of a hiding place from the wind and a covered from the storm. We have mentioned the cities of refuge. Think of David, Adullam, everyone that was in debt, distressed, people that were troubled, that were so tired under the reign of Saul. Then that Adullam has become a resting place, a hiding place for those that have gathered with David, and they have made him captain. we shall close congregation. A hiding place so needful, so precious, and so roomy. There is still room in that hiding place. It's not full. There is still room in the sheepfold of the Good Shepherd for us and our children. And concerning that hiding place, Lord, as a people that writes many bitter things against himself, not worthy, not humble enough, we can multiply it out. And therefore the necessity of that north wind that blows all our hiding places away. And that as a poor sinner we are given to beg, Lord, is there yet a way that I may be saved? And now the king, that man over that hiding place, then he has placed such precious invitations over that hiding place. We shall mention one. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, that are laboring, and I will give thee rest. Thus in that hiding place may be declared that there is still room, an invitation for a people that have learned that they have no hiding place of themselves. But I also read in the Bible, congregation, my unconverted fellow travelers, in Psalm 1 verse 4, but the ungodly are not so, but are as the chaff that is driven away. Oh, may you be given to ask and beg the Lord, Lord, show unto me the need of that hiding place, that I am still unconverted, that I need to be converted. Oh, Lord, tell the Lord you have heard it, that there is still room in that hiding place. Turn it into a prayer and beg the Lord. Oh, maybe tell him that you do not even have a desire. Maybe there are people in this morning, maybe young people, I hope not so many, maybe one or two, that think when I become older, then I shall run away from those shelter belts, and then I am free, and I shall be happy. I'll go then to the world, visit the institutions where there are many people that have left those shelter belts, and they shall tell you how miserable they were. Oh, there are many that think of those times when they have sat under those shelter belts, and those times were better than now, but now maybe too proud, or because of alliances, circumstances, impossible to return. But, oh, ask the Lord what we read in verse 15, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. The psalmist said in Psalm 91, verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the wings of the Almighty. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may acknowledge thee that thou hast yet given a few words to speak, and yet a voice, not perfect, but yet a voice better than it has been. And then we humbly ask thee, may it be blessed by thee, ach Lord. Those that have no hiding place, no lasting hiding place, and no strong hiding place, wilt thou bring them in the need. And a people that is so busy, oh, that have learned the need, wilt thou teach them more and more that there is only one hiding place, Jesus Christ and him crucified. And Lord, then it is necessary for thy people that they are given to abide in that hiding place, and that they are instructed concerning that hiding place. Oh, well, thou graciously watch over us in this day. May we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. Well, thou keep us from sin and temptation. Return us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter 248, the first three stanzas, the man who once has found abode within the secret place of God, and what follows, 248, 1, 2, and 3. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a Thanksgiving Day service tomorrow at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. All collections will be for the church unless otherwise indicated. There will be only one collection, and the new pall is at the exit. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.